You're drafted by the charter franchise of the National Football League, by the man who was in the room the day the league started. You become the first tight end inducted into the Hall of Fame for that team, and you're coached by and hired to coach by the man who started the NFL and the lone link to the two titles in the last 50 years of the franchise. That's a wow moment.
I'll describe it for you better. It's been one hell of a ride. And I don't want to get off yet either, but it's been a hell of a ride when I think about the ups, the downs, the good, the bad.
When it was all said and done at Pitt, you became widely regarded as one of, if not the best, college tight ends of all time at that time. Do you accept that as a label or no?
No, I wasn't. I played end. I played. Most of the recognition I got in college was as a defensive player. As a matter of fact, anybody else that would have drafted me beside the Bears at that time, the teams that were talking to me, I would have played defense.
Did not know that.
That's amazing. I was the first tight end that really started flexing off the ball, moving, and getting outside where I could get a two-way release. And that was all their design, not mine. It was simple things, but it worked out. And it kind of changed the way the position was played.
While Coach Halas, was running the show, George Allen did the drafts.
Playing the East-West game in the Hula Bowl and coming back, I got playing somehow. I landed in Chicago, and I landed there. And then you had to get off and change plays, and there was George Allen.
Waiting for you.
Yeah. And so.
So total happenstance?
Yeah. No, I didn't pay a lot of attention to it, really, because I really had no idea who was going to draft me. I thought maybe Pittsburgh might, but so when the Bears did, I mean, that was it. I mean, I had a little Ford Falcon and a pregnant wife, and I jumped in my Ford Falcon and drove from Pittsburgh to Chicago, and I can still remember going through Gary, Indiana, and how much it reminded me of back home and everything.
Did you feel like already this is a place for you?
I went in, and it was amazing. You just sat down across the desk from the guy who started the National Football League, and he says, here's what we're going to pay you. I said, great.
$12,000 plus a $6,000 bonus?
That's it. 12 and 6.
Was that a one-year deal?
Yep. There were no multi-year deals.
No.
You got 1 year. I mean, $18,000 in 1961, that was pretty good. Then when I went in for the second year, so he said, but I'm going to give you a raise. He said, I'm going to give you $14,000. I said, Coach, that doesn't make any sense. He said, what do you mean? I said, I made 18 last year. He said, no, you made 12. I said, I made 18. I said, I wouldn't sign for a penny less than 18. As soon as I said it, he opened the drawer, pulled out a contract for 18, and I signed it. Now, that was it. I never got a raise. That was it.
First tight end inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
It's a great honor, believe me, when you think about the people in the hall. Yeah, it's a tremendous honor. But I didn't play football with the idea of saying, well, boy, if I play football, I'm going to get there. I'm going to get made. If I play football, I'm going to make a good living. That's what I thought I was going to do, playing football. And I did. And it opened a lot of doors for me, and the doors are still opening.
The only modern era person to win a championship with the same team as a player and a coach.
Proud. Very proud.
And then the only common thread in the last 50 years to the two championships.
Well, again, you're assuming that I had a lot of impact on those. I had some impact. There were a lot of good people that made those things happen, especially in 85. And in 63, too.
So George McCaskey asks to meet with you, I believe, in May. He has something he wants to talk to you about.
I will say this. It's the greatest honor that could be ever afforded to me, more than going in the Hall of Fame, because I understand what this organization is and where it came from and the numbers and the people in this organization who had their numbers retired. We'll be right back.